Once more, the close huddle was going again.
To make such a concession, you would have to do the following. One, get my old office set up. Two, let me work in there freely to calculate and build the console of a new transshipment rig. Three, provide any and all needed supplies. And four, provide me with adequate protection and force at the firing itself.
Brown Limper was a little doubtful.
But I will have to take the $2 billion to the company offices on Cyclo. I'm no thief.
Brown Limper could appreciate that.
And I will have to record the deed of sale for both the planet and the company branch here for it to be totally legal. I wouldn't want you holding an unrecorded deed. I want to be fair to you, too.
That was another word. Fair, he had looked up.
Yes,
said Brown Limper. One could see he was leaning over backward to be fair and legal. He was still a little doubtful.
And if you have a bill of sale to the company, you own all the equipment and mine sites as well as the planet. And Tyler won't be permitted to fly about.
Brown Limper sat a little straighter. He began to get a little eager.
Also,
continued Turo,
you can let it be known through various channels that you are going to fire a shipment to Cyclo. And the moment he hears that, he'll be right over here, and you've got him.
That did it. Brown Limper almost reached through the bars to shake hands on it until Lars reminded him they were electrified. He got up, restraining an impulse to jump about.
I'll drop the deed,
he said, too loud.
I'll draw up the deed,
he whispered.
All your conditions are accepted. We will do exactly what you say.
He rushed off in the wrong direction to get to the ground car. Lars had to collect him and get him into it. Brown Limper had a wild look in his eyes.
Now we will see justice done.
Brown Limper kept repeating all the way back to Denver. Turl, in his cage, couldn't believe his luck. Laughs and twitches fought to take over. He had done it. And he would be, was, one of the richest cyclos alive. Power. Success. He had done it. But would he ever have to be sure this accursed planet went up in smoke? As soon as he left.
End of CD 23.